It's a very talented group. We've known that since these guys got here in the fall. And we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in, and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in, and the Mac Cardinals on top, 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, jump set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on the first, double play, 6-4-3. Mendelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on, swinging a ground ball, it gets through the left side, let's see if they wave him in, they will, here comes the ball, here comes the throw, it's cut off, Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Swings in, the line's one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder, he'll watch it bounce off the wall, first pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base. With a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Your home for Mineral Area College Baseball, AM 800 KREI. Momentarily, we'll join up with 1400 KJFF. Ryan Reinheimer with the call this afternoon as Mineral Area College takes on Jefferson College in a Region 16 showdown. Mineral Area coming off of a sweep at the hands of Crowder, in which they gave up 58 runs in that four-game series, and they've dropped now to 16-17 overall, and they'll play the top team in the region today, 23-12, Jefferson College, who is 9-2 inside Region 16. When we come back, we'll have the call from Hillsboro, Jeffco Vikings against the Mineral Area College Cardinals.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throwed roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
For the Jeffco Vikings, they began the region series and also a conference series, as a matter of fact, with St. Louis Community College. They won two of the three games. One of those games was halted because of darkness, and they'll have to make that one up at a later date this season. But they did win two out of the three games played against them. Then they won three out of four at Crowder, winning three out of those four contests in Neosho, Missouri. And then they turned around against Three Rivers in their last conference and region series against those Raiders of Three Rivers. They won all four ball games against them. So they're on a pretty good roll right now. They do have some non-league losses in there. They did lose one of the games to Lewis and Clark on the 29th of March. And then earlier this week, they lost a 10-7 ball game to John A. Logan College in Illinois. But they've been on a pretty good run. They've won nine of their last 12 games overall. And again, they're tops right now in the region standings and sitting in pretty good shape in the conference as well. Mineral Area College has gone 4-4 in their last eight ball games. They began their season in region play losing three out of four to Maple Woods. They did win all four games against Three Rivers, but they dropped all four games against Crowder and losing all of those just this past weekend. So they come in maybe limping just a little bit. Crowder's an awfully good program. They are year after year, but obviously losing all four of those games didn't help much in the region standings. But league play, 4-0. Those games against Three Rivers were all conference outings, and they won all four of those. So these games, again, are counting for both here today. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the MAC Cardinals. They're going to start it off with the left fielder Chase Erhan. He'll be followed by Logan Bax. He's serving as the DH, hitting in the number two spot. Three-hole hitter is Ryan Bowles. He is at second. Josh Haggerty is the cleanup man. He's in center field. Grant Dix at first base hits fifth for the Cardinals. He'll be followed by Hayden Strobel. He's in right field. Cullen Stockley is at third base hitting seventh, followed by the shortstop, Tim Fox. And rounding it out is the catcher, Hunter Drappin. So that is the lineup. On the mound for Mac today, it is going to be Chase Foyt. So a left-hander is going to get the nod against this Jefferson College team, which does have a nice mix of left-handed and right-handed batters in that lineup. The Vikings lineup today will look like this. It'll be Keith Greesaber to lead it off. He's the shortstop for the Vikings. He'll be followed by third baseman Carter Hanford. Out in left field and hitting third is Dalton Horstmeyer. Matt Brown is doing the catching and hitting cleanup. Matt Scheibel's in right field hitting fifth. Nick Miller at first base hitting sixth. Followed by the DH, Drew Harper, center fielder, Connor Wardlaw, and second baseman Andres Negron will get the start today, again patrolling second base. And on the mound for them, they're going with Doug Still, the team's top pitcher so far, leading the squad in innings pitched, as well as strikeouts and victories, and Jeffco not pulling any punches. They're going with their number one guy here in this one. He is 7-0 on the mound. We'll go over those numbers a little bit closer here in a little bit. They're prepping the field one last time. They got the batter's boxes put in. They're watering down the field a little bit. Very windy today. The wind, for the most part, has been blowing in, but at times it might be blowing out, which can turn this ballpark into a bit of a launching pad from time to time. And that certainly fits the Jeffco MO just a little bit. Taking a look at the numbers this year, this is just some of the team numbers. Jefferson College has hit 37 home runs this year. Mac has hit 13. A little bit of a difference there. Now, Mac does play in a ballpark that's a little more spacious, and normally the wind blows in at that location. But nonetheless, quite a big power difference between the two. Both teams do swing the bat pretty well, though. Mac has a team batting average of 313, Jeffco 328. So both teams actually do put the bat on the ball pretty well. Jeffco also showing off their new red uniforms today. They got the new red jerseys. Had a bit of a mix-up in the mail, from what I understand. They finally got them in this week, and so they are wearing these for the first time. So they're going to be wearing their white pants with the red tops, those brand new red tops, and blue caps. Mac is wearing their black tops today with the white pants, and they'll be wearing their black caps while they're in the field. See how this one plays out. We'll take a break. We'll bring it back here in 2 minutes as we get you set for the start of this one. First pitch just around the corner. Mac and Jeffco doing battle here on Regional Radio.
Come discover why Jefferson College is your destination for education during the Health Occupations and Technical Education Open House April 20th. See interactive demonstrations and explore exciting programs like biomedical electronics, EMT, radiology, nursing, vet tech, and more, along with dual credit classes, the Area Technical School, and Jeffco STEM Academy. Drop by the CTE building anytime from 3:30 to 6:30. For details, call 636-481-3466 or go to jeffco.edu/jcdestination.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Serve your community by making sure the blood supply is available. Donate blood during your local community blood drives.
Together, we can make a difference. Urging you to donate are McCain's Towing and Auto Body in Herculaneum, Hopkins Floor Company in Festus, and Anytime Auto Glass in DeSoto. To find a current list of local blood drives, go to MyMoInfo.com. Click on the Area Blood Drive tab and scroll down to your county.
Making our way back to Vikings Field in Hillsboro on regional radio, Jefferson College and Mineral Area doing battle today, junior college baseball on KJFF, here on this very breezy Thursday afternoon. Sun's out for the most part, a little bit of cloud cover. There's still a threat of rain later this afternoon, but should be okay to play today. A little bit on the cooler side, but it's dry. That's what it comes down to. They're doing a presentation on the field right now, so we'll continue with our broadcast as they take care of that. We are going to have a national anthem coming up in a moment as well. Taking a look at how the teams have been faring so far this year, as Jeffco again going with Doug Still on the mound today, the left-hander who's been drafted twice by the Atlanta Braves. And he's going to get the nod, and again, off to a very, very hot start this year. We'll go over those numbers a little bit later on. And on the other side for Foyt, he comes in with some pretty decent numbers as well. ERA's a little bit high, but he's a guy that gets a lot of strikeouts and should be okay, a left-hander that could play havoc a little bit with this dangerous Jeffco lineup, but we'll have to wait and see. Wind could play a factor, certainly. Fly balls can be a nuisance from time to time when you have a swirling wind like we do. If it's blowing out, obviously it's a hitter's park. If it's blowing in, obviously the pitchers maybe can dominate a little bit more. We'll wait and see how this one plays out. And did you know that Jefferson College graduates who transfer to four-year universities do as well or better academically than their peers? Many of the area's top high school students choose Jefferson College for its high-quality, innovative academic programs and flexible class options. Discover the Jefferson College Advantage. Learn more. Visit jeffco.edu today. And go Jeffco. And also want to thanks some of our sponsors here on regional radio, including Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers in Jefferson County, the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum. As we get set for this one here today, defense for Jeffco as they take the field here in a few moments. It'll be Horsemeyer out in left field, Wardlaw in center, Scheibel will be in right field, Hanford will be at third base, Greesaber is the shortstop. Negron is at second base. It'll be Nick Miller over at first. Brown doing the catching. And again, the left-hander Doug Still will be on the mound. Having a little problem with the wireless mic. The wind, I think, is playing havoc with it a little bit. So much of a breeze that has been building here today. Not a bad afternoon. Hopefully it stays dry. And we will see how the afternoon fares, as we also have a high school game coming your way on KJF later on at around 4:30. Hillsboro and Windsor will be doing battle. So expect that one from Hillsboro High School coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. Time for the national anthem. We'll let that go here. Actually, we'll bring it back here in 1 minute and get you with the first pitch here on KJFF and KREI.
Give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for children who have completed kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Camp runs June the 6th through July the 29th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Jeffco Joe and Matt getting set for baseball here this afternoon in Hillsboro at Vikings Field. Doug Still getting set to take the mound, and he's off to a hot start this year for Jeffco. 7-0 in 8 starts this year, so this will be start number 9. He has pitched 43 innings. He's allowed 39 hits, 24 runs, 14 of those earned for an ERA of 2.93. In those 43 innings, he has struck out 55. He's walked 19. Opposing hitters are batting 231 against him. Drafted 2 years in a row by the Atlanta Braves organization. Both times, of course, did not sign. He is committed to go to Missouri State after this season, but who knows what the draft will bring this summer if he continues to put up the numbers that he is putting up right now. He is, I guess you could say, the ace of the staff without question. Anthony Heron, who's probably going to go in game two, has really picked it up after a little bit of a slow start. He was outstanding for Jeffco last year as a freshman. But he's a good one as well, and he's likely to get the ball in game number two later this afternoon. Left-hander with a lower 90s fastball, great changeup, and also mixes in a slider in there as well. But he's a good one. 6'2", about 195 pounds. And he's one that certainly is tough to pick up, especially for left-handed batters. And again, he'll face Erhan, Bax, and Baus to get it started if anyone gets on Haggerty. Chase Erhan, the leadoff man, is a left fielder for the Mac Cardinals. And so far this year, hitting 307. Again, Mac puts the ball in play. These guys can hit. Team batting average of 313. Erhan hitting 307. He actually leads the team in home runs with 4, and he has 25 RBIs. He's a left-handed batter, so he's facing the lefty steal as we are off and running with the first pitch of the ball game. On the way. And it's in there at the knees for a called strike. First pitch at 106 here this afternoon. You're listening to Junior College Baseball on KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Herculaneum Hillsboro, and AM 800 KREI, Farmington Park Hills, Deloge. Still's next pitch misses inside, the count even at 1. That one's right down central at the belt, called strike 1-2. Erhan has taken 17 walks, so he is a patient guy at the plate as he chops that one foul left side, and the count stays at 1-2. You can hear that wind whistling through a little bit. But he leads the team with 17 walks, on base percentage of 400. He also leads the team with 12 stolen bases. 1-2 pitch, and just able to check the swing on a pitch that dipped low. He was fooled on it just a little bit. Did not offer, though. He held up. Missed the strike zone low, 2-2. That's in the dirt. Now we got a full count, 3-2. Good at bat here to get it started for Erhan. He's faced 6 pitches in this at bat. Here's pitch number 7. Swing and a miss. Got him. Got him with a fastball. High fastball, Erhan strikes out one way here in the top of the second, top of the first, pardon me. Logan Bax, the DH, will stand in. He's another left-handed bat. Open stance. First pitch, foul, back to the screen. Bax is hitting 416, no home runs. He's driven in 16. He does have 7 doubles. On base of 442. But he's off to a good start with the stick. That pitch over but low, 1-1. The 1-1 from Still. Chopped foul. Ball and 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on, top of the first inning, no score. Sun has gone away. It's pretty much all cloud covered now. Breaking ball. Pop foul to the screen. It's Still try to get that change up by him. And he just got a piece. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, foul tip into the mid of Brown and a strikeout of Bax. Two away on a pair of strikeouts for Doug Still. Base is empty for Ryan Bouse. He's a right-handed batter. 436 his average, a home run, and 38 RBIs. And he swings away, pops it up left side. Shallow left field. Shortstop, Greasaver. He'll put it away near the line, and that will do it. A 1-2-3 inning for Doug Still and the Vikings in the top of the first inning. We head to the bottom of the first, no score, and the Vikings coming up after this on Regional Radio.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Jefferson College comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Here is the Mineral Area defense behind the left-hander Chase Foyt. Chase Erhan out in left field. Josh Haggerty in center. Hayden Stockley in right. Cullen Stockley is at third. Excuse me, that get mixed up one of those names. Hayden Strobel actually is the right fielder. Stockley is the third baseman. Tim Fox is at shortstop for the Cardinals. Ryan Bouse at second. Grant Dix over at first base. Hunter Draffin doing the catching. Chase Foyt on the mound. His numbers this year, a 3-5 record. He's making his 11th start of the year. A record of 3-5 with a 6.70 ERA. He has thrown a couple of complete games, has three shutouts this year. 47 innings pitched. He's allowed 58 hits, 46 runs. 35 of those are earned. He has struck out 39. He's walked 17. A composing hitter's bat 296 against him. And he will face Keith Greasaver. Shortstop batting from the right side. First pitch, fouled back to the screen. Nothing in one. Greasaver is hitting 355. 8 home runs and 28 driven in. Slugging percentage of over 660. He's got 9 doubles and 3 triples to go along with his 8 home runs. Not a typical leadoff man with some of the power that he's got. Breaking ball in there at the knees for a called strike. Good pitch from the lefty. A nothing and two. Foyt snuck that one in there. And that one's over but low. 1-2 the count. Foyt is out of House Springs. I believe he pitched at Northwest. There's a foul back to the screen. 1-2 the count. He's a crafty lefty, no question. Those guys can be very effective. As the 1-2 pitch comes in, breaking ball hit to the left side, shortstop backhands it. Snags, throws to first, and just got him at first base. Wow. Greasaver is out by a half a step. Great play by Tim Fox. Just got him at first base, one away in the bottom of the first inning. And the batter will be Carter Hanford. Carter's hitting 376. He's got 2 home runs and 28 RBIs. And he takes one just a little bit outside, ball one. Five doubles, two triples for him. 376 average. There aren't too many weak spots in this lineup for Jeffco in terms of batting average, that's for sure. 2-0 now the count to Hanford. Hoyt's pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 2-1. Big rip on 2-0. Wind has died down for the moment. That'll change. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. And he did not offer it. A pitch up in the strike zone. It's 3-1. Checked his swing. Foyt kicks and fires. Inside, missing ball four, and a one-out walk is given to Carter Hanford. So a runner on for Dalton Horsemeyer. Horsemeyer is another right-handed stick. Hitting 409, two home runs and 34 RBIs. He does lead the team in doubles with 12. Also two triples. And that one just misses inside, ball one. Hanford on at first base. And a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. A late cut by Horsemeyer. Hanford has stolen six bases this season as he is held on by Grant Dix. Middle infield at double play depth. One pitch. Late swing and a tap foul left side. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first base, one out, bottom of the first inning. Scoreless ball game so far. Check on the runner and a throw over. Horsemeyer is out of Fulton High School. Ground ball left side of the third baseman. Knocked down. Only play will go to second. He'll get the lead runner just barely. Stockley knocked it down. Could not field it cleanly. He does get the lead runner. So a force out at second. Two away in the inning for Matt Brown with Horsemeyer on at first. Matt Brown, transfer from Arkansas. Nine home runs and 33 RBIs. First pitch, outside corner, called strike, nothing and one. Hitting 385 with the nine home runs, 33 driven in. He also has 10 doubles. Dangerous right-handed stick. Line shot the other way. And that is going to get down for a base hit, and it's going to go to the wall. Rounding third on his way home is Horsemeyer, and Brown will head into second with a double. A two-out RBI double the other way off the bat of Matt Brown, and Jeffco takes a 1-0 lead. Ball was misplayed out in right by Strobel. He just couldn't cut it off. It was down for a hit, but he took a bad angle, and the ball got past him and to the wall. So Brown gets the RBI double. Horsemeyer scores. Obviously, with two outs, he's running on anything, so he scores rather easily. And Jeffco takes a 1-0 lead. There's a strike, the first pitch to Matt Scheibel. Scheibel's another dangerous hitter in this order. Eight home runs, 41 RBIs, average at 298. Line shot the other way. That's going to go foul. 0-2. Scheibel got off to a little bit of a slow start when I looked at the numbers the first couple of weeks, but has really picked it up. He's been on fire as of late. 0-2 from Foyt. Over but low, 1-2. He's got six doubles and three triples. That double, by the way, for Brown is his 11th. There he stands at second base with two out. 1-2 pitch to Scheibel. Grounded left side. Third baseman waits on it. Gets a favorable hop. Throw across the diamond will be in time for the out. Stockley throws out Scheibel, and that'll end the first inning. Jeffco gets a two-out RBI double by Matt Brown. They take a 1-0 lead after one inning of play on regional radio.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Doug Still goes back to work in the second inning of play with a 1-0 lead. He'll face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the MAC lineup. Josh Haggerty, Grant Dixt, and Hayden Strobel. If anyone gets on, Colin Stockley. Haggerty, the left-handed swinging center fielder, leads it off. Still with the first pitch. And it's over but low on the inner half. Haggerty took it for ball one. He's hitting .314 as Haggerty. Three home runs, 31 RBIs. 11 doubles on the year and three triples. Good numbers for their cleanup hitter. That one's in at the knees for a called strike. It's 1-2. Swing and a miss as he was fooled on that pitch, just kind of stuck the bat out there and missed it, strikes out. Strikeout number three for Still. One out in the top of the second. The batter will be Grant Dix. Grant Dix is a sophomore out of Perryville High School as he takes a strike on the outside corner. Hitting .295, no home runs. He's driven in 16. Four doubles and a triple. Ground ball back up the middle. This might skip through. Yep. One out single to center by Grant Dix. Good piece of hitting. Hard back up the middle. Mac has their first base runner. That'll bring in the right fielder, Hayden Strobel. Pitch just misses outside, ball one. Strobel hitting .311, no home runs, nine driven in. Swing and a miss, big cut, 1-1. Vikings infield at double play depth. Miller holding the runner on at first. Still lines and fires. A bunt attempt and missing for strike two is Strobel. He's down in the count, a ball and two strikes. No stolen bases on the air for Dix. He has a decent lead over there. Not going. The pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center. Long run out there by Wardlaw, and he runs it down, makes the catch. Dix will have to head back to first base. He was nearly at second when the catch was made. Wardlaw went a long way to run that one down. That's out number two. That ball gets down. There's a good chance Dick scores. But Connor Wardlaw went a long way to trek that one down. And the batter is Cullen Stockley. Breaking ball, high and outside, ball one. Stockley hitting 291. He's got a home run and seven RBIs. Ground ball back up the middle. Griesaver has it, flips to second base, and it is in time. Right back up the middle, but Griesaver had it. Flipped it to Negron for the force, and that ends the top of the second inning. A runner left on by Mineral Area. It's 1-0 as we go to the bottom half of inning number two on Regional Radio.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Cecil Whitaker's in Festus has a great April special for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. During April, order a medium two-topping pizza plus an appetizer for just $12.99. Plus, anytime there's a big game on Cecil's TVs in their dining room, all domestic pitchers of beer are just $7. And be sure to join Cecil Whitaker's Frequent Diner Club. Text CWP to 51660 and get a free order of toasted ravioli. Compare the square and the price at your Festus Cecil Whitaker's, Highway A, across from 7-Eleven.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-0, Jefferson College on top of Mineral Area College. JUCO baseball here on the regional radio. Nick Miller leads it off for Jeffco, facing Chase Foyt. Lefty versus lefty. Miller takes outside, ball one. He's hitting 322, a home run and 13 RBIs. And that's a strike. Belt high on the outer half, 1-1. Outside a little bit low, 2-1. Miller's got four doubles on the air and three triples. A lot of triples hit by Jeffco, 15. Swing and a fly ball out to center field. This one drifting back to the wall. At the wall, it's brought in. Long way to go, but Haggerty makes the catch at the wall, and Miller nearly missed his second home run of the year. The wind blowing in at the time probably saved that one from going out. Just a long out off the bat of Miller. One gone in the bottom of the second inning, and the batter is Drew Harper. Jeffco's record here at Vikings Field this year is 13-2. Pitch is over but low, ball one to Harper. Mac's record away from home is 8-11. And there's a swing and a shot foul down the left side. That was well struck off the bat of Harper. Just a long foul ball. Got underneath it maybe a little bit, but foul nonetheless. A bit out in front. He's hitting 275. Harper with a home run and six RBIs. Breaking ball, nice one. Outside corner, called strike, it's 1-2. Good looking pitch from Foyt. Ground ball back to the mound. Knocked down by Foyt. Picks it up. Throws to first for out number two. First two have been retired in the home half of the second inning. And the batter will be Connor Wardlaw. Jeffco center fielder hitting 313. He's got a home run and 10 RBIs. Squares to bunt, gets it down, and immediately the home plate umpire calls foul. He bunted it off his foot, I believe, or off the leg. Nothing in one to Wardlaw. Outside with the next pitch, one and one. Wardlaw lives in Arnold. He went to high school at DeSmet. Line drive the other way down the right field line. That could get down and be trouble. It is a fair ball. Wardlaw rounds first on his way to second. He's going to hold there. Ball misplayed momentarily out in right field. Strobel had a hard time fielding it cleanly, but Wardlaw was already on his way to second. He didn't hesitate whatsoever. He's got a two-out double. And Andres Negron will be the hitter. He hasn't had as many at-bats this year. He's hitting 188. He has 9 out of 48 at the plate. He does have three doubles. And he does have a home run, 5 RBIs. Foyt steps off, looks the runner back at second. Negron getting the start at second base here today. And he takes one over but low, ball one. He's out of Puerto Rico. The 1-0 from Foyt. Outside corner, that one just caught the black. Called strike, one and one. Fastball from Negron. Taken by the Jeffco second baseman. Foyt checks the runner Wardlaw at second. The pitch chopped foul at the plate, one and two. One to nothing Jeffco here in the second, trying to add to it if they can get another two-out hit. It was a two-out RBI in the first inning by Brown that brought in the first run. Vikings trying to do that yet again. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball the other way to first. Foul. Wardlaw gets his lead from second. Foyt trying to get out of this jam. Trying to pitch around that two-out double. The 1-2 home. Line drive up the middle. Second baseman snags it out of the air. Nicely done. Bouse is able to get to that one. Snagged it. And that ends the threat in the second inning. Jeffco leaves a runner on. After two innings played, the Vikings lead the Cardinals 1-0 on regional radio.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
of the third inning, Doug Still back to work for Jefferson College. The left-hander has struck out three. He's allowed one hit, no runs through two innings. He'll face Tim Fox, Hunter Drafin, and then the top of the lineup with Chase Erhan. Tim Fox, the Cardinals shortstop, is batting .326. He's got a home run and nine RBIs. Batting from the right side, facing the lefty Doug Still. Looks to bunt, and he missed it. On the outside half, tried to stick that bat out there and reached for it. Missed it. Nothing and one. And he bunts this one down the left side, and that is rolling foul. And he's down nothing and two. O-2 pitch, struck him out with a fastball away. Three-pitch strikeout for Doug Still, strikeout number four. Just overpowered him. Reared back and let it fly. Here's the catcher, Drafin. And he takes one at the belt for a called strike. Drafin's hitting .313, no home runs. He's driven in eight. Swing and a miss. Tried to check it at the last moment. 0-2. Not seeing the ball very well so far. Outside half, did he go around? Yes. No, I'm sorry. He did not go around. Checked it. 1-2 the count. Fastball upstairs. 2-2. Ground ball the other way to first. Miller gloves. He will flip it to Still, covering the bag for the out. Two outs, nobody on. The batter will be the leadoff man, Chase Erhan. Erhan struck out his first time. And he faces Doug Still for the second time. Tries to bunt, missed it. Nothing in one. A couple of times now, Mac has been trying to get some bunts down against Still, and they have not been able to do so. Breaking ball, outside corner, called strike. 0-2. Erhan did not like the call. Still has him set up. Here's the 0-2. Fastball outside corner, called third strike. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Still. Two Ks in the inning and five overall. We go to the bottom of the third. Jefferson College leads 1-0 over Mac here on Regional Radio.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Attention farmers, when's the last time you had your farm insurance reviewed? Hi, I'm Dennis Best of Best Farm Insurance Agency. For 28 years, I've been committed to the farm insurance market. Let's sit down today before it's too late and review your coverage. Is your liability coverage enough? Do you have replacement cost coverage on your outbuildings, snow load? Do you have your hay, livestock, and equipment covered correctly? Call me today, 1-800-780-8210, or see us at bestfarminsurance.com.
number three here on Regional Radio. It's the top of the order coming up for the Vikings. Greasaver, Hanford, Horsemeyer, if anyone gets on Brown. Greasaver grounded out his first time. And he takes a pitch a little bit low, ball one, from Foyt. Ground ball left side, third baseman gloves, throws to first. Stockley throws out Greasaver to start the bottom half of the third inning. There'll be one out, nobody on for Carter Hanford. He walked his first time and was left stranded. Not stranded, actually. He was forced out. He faces Foyt for the second time, and he takes a strike in the outside corner. Pitch down and in, taken for a ball. Count is even. Wind blowing in from center, swirling around today. There's a tap foul. 1-2 the count. Jeffco hasn't had a lot of really good swings on Foyt. He's a crafty left-hander, without question. Ball has a lot of movement. Not a high-velocity guy, but the ball moves. One ball, two strikes the count as Hanford sticks himself back in there, ready at the plate. Swing and popped it up. Shallow center. Coming in, making the grab, is Haggerty for out number two. With the bases empty and two away, Dalton Horstmeyer will be the batter. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, later scored on the two-out double by Matt Brown. Curveball misses high and outside, 1-0. Inside out swing and a foul out of play to the right. Count even at one. Chase Foyt with the pitch. Taken low for a ball. They appeal to first to see if he went around. He did not. Count is 2-1. Both the coaches for both teams were talking about the weather beforehand, saying this isn't spring yet. Joking around, cooler temperatures today, and there's a chopper to short, should be handled. Fox throws to first, it's low, and Dix cannot scoop that one out. And the ball is thrown up against that fence, and I think they're going to award second base, if I read that right from the umpire. Yep, they award second base to Horstmeyer, as the ball was actually thrown low and got underneath that fence along the first baseline. So, Horstmeyer reaches on the error, and he is awarded second base. So he's there with two outs for Matt Brown, who had an RBI double his first time up. Drove in the only run so far. He'll try to duplicate that. And he takes one at the knees, off-speed pitch, strike one. Matt Brown with 11 doubles now for the season. Pitch is inside. Taken for ball one, the count is even. Good block by Draffin on that pitch in the dirt. Hot shot to the second baseman. He dove for it. Can't get it. It's out to center field, and it's going to be another RBI for Brown. Another two-out base hit. Brings in Horstmeyer from second. That was a hot shot up the middle. Diving effort by Baus. Can't make the play. Out of his reach. And Horstmeyer scores. 2-0 Vikings. Brown does it again with another two-out RBI. Curveball misses high and outside to Matt Scheibel. That error really hurts right now for Mack, and Scheibel lines it to the shortstop. Glove for the out by Fox. That'll end the inning. Jeffco is able to get a run across. Two-out RBI single by Matt Brown has put Jeffco on top 2-0 over Mineral Area. Three innings in the books. We're back for the fourth inning after this on Regional Radio.
A1 Home Care is the recommended home care agency for your non-skilled needs. Are you worried about sending someone into your home? Worry no more. We take pride in the employees we hire. They go through an extensive interview process, reference check, background, and drug screen. My name is Chris Ortman, manager of A1 Home Care. Call us today at 573-358-7755 for a free consultation. I trust in my employees to give you the care you deserve, and so should you. Call A1 Home Care. We are the heart of home care in the heartland.
Get a foursome together for the DeSoto Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament, Friday, April 22nd at Union Hills Golf Course in Peavely. For $300 per team, your group will enjoy a full day of golf, plus dinner and drinks, and some may even win a new car, courtesy of the Auto Plaza Group. Registration is at 11 and tee-off at noon on Friday, April 22nd. Call or email the DeSoto Chamber of Commerce today and reserve your team. And if you can't play, your business can sponsor or hold. Be part of the DeSoto Chamber's annual golf tournament, Friday, April 22nd at Union Hills Golf Course in Peavely.
Top of the fourth inning here on Regional Radio. We're back to Vikings Field in Hillsboro, a 2-0 Jefferson College lead over Mineral Area College. JUCO baseball. Doug Still now with a two-run lead works the top of the fourth inning. He'll face Logan Bax, Ryan Baus, and Josh Haggerty if anyone gets on Grant Dix. Bax was a strikeout victim his first time up. Still has struck out five. He's allowed one base hit, a single, no walks. First pitch of the at-bat is low for ball one. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top of that one. One and one the count. Bottom dropped out of that breaking ball. Fastball, line foul, left side. One and two. And he waves at that one, strikes out. Another strikeout for Still. He's tough on lefties, no question about it. Six strikeouts for Still. One gone in the inning for Ryan Baus. He popped up his first time. He takes inside, ball one. Ground ball, left side, third baseman, can't handle it. Hanford tried to short hop it. Caromed up the arm, if you will, and no play. Baus reaches on the error. Just the second base runner for the Cardinals. Batter is Josh Haggerty. Breaking ball, hit to short, could be two. Greasaber to second for one, on to first, double play. 6-4-3 turned by the Jeffco infield. And the top of the fourth inning comes to a close. It's 2-0 Jeffco as we head to the home half of the fourth inning on Regional Radio.
Joust Pools, the regional radio area's largest pool and spa dealer, is making room for the new 2016 Caldera Spa models. We have a selection of 2015 models that we're making drastic cuts to move these brand new spas. $1,500 off on select models are 60 months, 0% financing to qualified buyers. Hi, this is Roy at Joust Pools. Remember, there are a limited number of spas left at these drastic reductions, so contact us today for $1,500 off our 0% financing for 60 months, and let us put you in a Caldera spa for a lifetime of wellness. See us now on the West Outer Road in Arnold, or visit us on the web at JoustPoolsAndSpas.com. We've been making backyard dreams come true for over 30 years.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0, Jefferson College leading Mineral Area. Junior college baseball here this afternoon from Hillsboro. Leading off the inning will be Nick Miller. He'll be followed by Drew Harper and Connor Wardlaw. If anyone gets on, Andres Negron. Miller flied out to deep center field his first time. As he'll face Chase Foyt for the second time. The lefty deals it, and it's a strike at the knees on the outer half. On a breaking ball, misses high and outside, the count even at one. Ground ball to first, and backhanded picked up there by Dix. He'll give to the pitcher Foyt covering for the out. One gone in the bottom of the fourth. Jeffco has been putting the bat on the ball, but they haven't had a lot of really good swings against Foyt. And again, that's just his ability to tie you up a little bit with a lot of movement. The batter is Drew Harper. Grounded out to the pitcher Foyt his first time, and he swings and misses that one, nothing and one. Fastball misses high and outside, one and one. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 Jefferson College lead. Breaking ball, that's at the knees. Called strike, one and two. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Did he get a piece? Yes, he did. Not hung on by the catcher. So Harper is still alive, and the count is one and two. Pitch misses inside, a little bit low, two and two. No runs, one hit, one error for Mack. Two runs, three hits, one error for Jeffco. Fastball misses a little bit in, full count. Payoff pitch. Ground ball foul left side. Another payoff pitch. And it's over but low. Ball four. A one-out walk is given to Drew Harper. Just the second walk given by Foyt. And he will face Connor Wardlaw. doubled his first time up and was left on base. And they got the runner picked off, throw to first, now down to second, and there's the tag applied there. Out is Harper. He was certainly going. Foyt went to first and got him as he just hightailed it to second, and he was out by a pretty good margin there. So 1-3-6 on the putout, on the pickoff move. Now the bases are empty and two out. 1-0, the count to Wardlaw. And he bunts foul, 1-1. Game moving along quickly so far. Pitch misses low, it's 2-1. There's a strike, inner half at the belt, 2-2. Down and in with that pitch, full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff on the way. Popped foul, back and out of play. Might have swung at ball four. That one looked a little bit upstairs in the zone. And another 3-2. Hot shot down the left field line. That's a base hit past the diving Stockley. And that is going to put Wardlaw to second. He's trying to turn it into a double, and he will. Stand-up double with two out by Connor Wardlaw. Jefferson College has 4 hits, 2 by Matt Brown, the other 2 by Connor Wardlaw. That's his second double. Andres Negron is now up to the plate. Hot shot up the middle. Shortstop's got it. He will throw high, but coming down on the bag in time is Grant Dix. Hard hit ground ball off the bat of Negron, but grounds out to end the inning. Jeffco leaves a runner stranded. 4 innings in the books. Jeffco still on top, 2-0, as we head to the 5th inning on Regional Radio.
100 years ago, America's wild was protected, and the national parks were born. Join a team of modern-day explorers. Find your way back to the most awe-inspiring places that belong to us all. Gillivray Freeman's National Parks Adventure.
Start your adventure now at the St. Louis Science Center OmniMax Theater.
Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family.
Nothing beats down-home cooking. Hi, this is Dwayne Rosner. At the Homestead Restaurant, we have all your favorites. Fried chicken, catfish, hickory smoked barbecue, garden fresh salads, soups, ice cream, and ice cold sweet tea. In fact, there's just too many items to mention. Bring the whole family and see for yourself, with reduced pricing for children and youth up to 15 years of age. And remember, you can ask for me personally for special group rates. At the Homestead Restaurant, Highway 67, the Bonterre exit.
To the 5th inning here on Regional Radio, Jefferson College with a 2-0 lead over Mineral Area. You're listening to Junior College Baseball on 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Herculaneum, and AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge. Doug Still into his 5th inning of work. He's allowed just 1 base hit through 4 with 6 strikeouts, no walks. He will face Grant Dix, Hayden Strobel, and Cullen Stockley. If anyone gets on, Tim Fox. Dix has the only base hit of this ball game for Mack, a one-out single in the 2nd inning. He takes low for ball 1. Outside corner, missing a little bit low again, 2-0. And there's a base hit. Line shot to left field, right through the hole between third and short. Leadoff base hit for Dix. And the batter will be Hayden Strobel. See what Mac wants to do in this spot. Hanford is getting closer to the infield grass at third against the possible bunt. Pitch is taken from low in the zone, ball one. Miller holds the runner on at first base. 1-0 pitch. In there, strike call, and the count is even. Strobel flied out his first time to deep center. Gave that one a ride, but it was caught near the fence. Swing and a foul tip, hung on by Brown, the catcher. It's 1-2. Still checks the runner. 1-2 pitch. Nope. Instead of throw to first, runner back easily. Mac getting their leadoff man on for the first time. Swinging a fly ball, hit out the left field. Well struck, but running it down, settling under it. Horstmeyer hauls it in for the first out. Dix retreats back to first. To the plate, Cullen Stockley. It's out of Sullivan, Missouri. Sullivan's had a very good high school baseball program for a long time there. Foul ball back to the screen off the bat of Stockley. Dix was with the lead from first, held on by Miller. Throw to first base, runner back easily again. Still with the pitch, off speed. Taking a little bit high and outside. A ball and a strike to Stockley. Dix not going, and the pitch is a strike at the knees on the outer half, 1-2. One on and one out for Mac here in the top of the fifth inning. They trail 2-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and a strikeout of Stockley. Strikeout number 7 for Doug Still, and that's out number 2 of the inning. The batter will be Tim Fox. It's up to him to extend the inning. Mac in danger of spoiling a leadoff single. Foul ball out of play to the right. Quickly an 0-1 count on Fox. He struck out his first time. Still with the pitch. Down and in, the ball gets away from Brown. This will allow Dix to move up to second. Wild pitch in the dirt. Bounced up and over Brown and back to the screen. Does put a runner in scoring position for Mac. They need a hit. 1-1 pitch to Fox. Missing low and outside. 2-1. Still comes set. He'll check the runner now at second base and brings it home. So we're going to pop up right side. Shallow right, Miller out. And he's going to be called off, and the catch is made by Scheibel. And that'll end the inning. Mack leaves a runner on base. They have left a total of two. And Doug Still is through five innings of shutout baseball. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jefferson College leads it 2-0 on regional radio.
As we age, time often takes its toll on parts of our body. Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of vision loss among adults. The macula makes up only a small part of the retina, yet it is much more sensitive to detail than the rest of the retina. The macula is what allows you to thread a needle or read small print. The doctors at Precision Eye Care in Farmington collaborate with doctors from the Retina Institute in St. Louis. Precision Eye Care, coming up on 30 years of eye health care and saving you the long drive to the city.
The rumors are true. Rumors on ice in Crystal City, the area's classiest night spot in Jefferson and surrounding counties. Rumors on ice will transport you to the city without the drive. Patio seating in three different areas and over 500 varieties of alcohol, including over 100 bottled beers and 8 draft beers on tap. And on Friday night, enjoy live music. Rumors Bar Area has their alcohol passing through frozen domes, then served on their bar, Ice Rail. Rumors on ice, where it's better served on ice. Mississippi Avenue, by the bridge in Crystal City. Like them on Facebook.
Bottom of the fifth inning on KJFF and KREI as we are bringing you this junior college broadcast on both stations this afternoon. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Jefferson College on top by a score of 2-0. And the Vikings will have the top of the order coming up. Griesaver, Hanford, and Horstmeyer, if anyone gets on Brown. Chase Foyt back to work. He's thrown pretty well. Two runs allowed in four innings. As Griesaver takes strike one on a breaking ball. He is 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice. And he pops this one up. Near second base, it's going to be put away by Bouse, the second baseman. And one gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carter Hanford will come to the plate. He is 0 for 1. He has walked and he's flied to center. Foyt's first pitch to him is over but low. It's in the dirt. Ball one. Swing and a foul tip. Ball and a strike to Hanford. Of the four Jefferson College hits, four of those. For the game, Matt Brown has two of those, and Wardlaw has the other two. Swing and a miss by Hanford. He's down in the count 1-2. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Foyt with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Catcher picks it up. Drappin's throw to first in time. So a strikeout, the first for Foyt, and a 2-3 putout. Two outs, and the base is empty for Dalton Horstmeyer. Horstmeyer has been on base twice in this game, as he has scored both runs. Fielder's choice in the first inning, scored on the RBI double by Brown, reached on an error in the third inning, scored on a base hit single by Matt Brown. First pitch, missing ball one, a little bit high. Breaking ball, line drive the other way to right. Drifting over, closer to the line. The catch is made by Strobel. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Chase Foyt. Five innings in the books. Jefferson College on top of Mack, 2-0 on regional radio.
Monster Energy Supercross. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS. See Jason Anderson, Eli Tomac, Cole Seeley, Ken Roxon, Trey Kennard, Chad Reed, and Brian Dungey. Plus, Monster Energy wants you to save big. Grab your exclusive $10 discount coupon from participating Schnucks locations. Check out Schnucks. Get tickets at participating Yamaha dealers and online at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fee supply. All seats $5 more day of show. See coupon for restrictions and details. April 16th at Edward Jones Zone.
It's coming once again to Festus High School Relay for Life 2016, Saturday, May 7th. The Relay for Life in Southern Jefferson County has a new day and event time, 4 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, May 7th. Join us at Festus High School track, whether you're a cancer survivor, honoring someone battling the disease, or remembering someone who's lost their fight. The whole community is welcome to this free event. Register your team or yourself today at relayforlife.org/FestusMo or find us on Facebook. See you May 7th, and remember that when we walk together, we're bigger than cancer.
Sixth inning of work for Doug Still. He's back to the mound for Jeffco with his team on top 2-0. He will face Hunter Draffin, Chase Erhan, and Logan Bax. If anyone gets on, Ryan Baus. Jeffco with a 2-0 advantage. Got one run in the first inning and one in the third. Leading it off for Mac is going to be the catcher, Draffin. He is 0 for 1. Grounded out his first time. Swing and a miss. Big cut. Still 5 scoreless innings thrown by the left-hander. Fastball outside corner, called strike. It's nothing and 2. Still has struck out 7. Has not walked anyone. And that fastball a little bit outside and high. 1-2. He's allowed just a couple of base runners. There's a swing and a miss, and he overpowers Draffin and strikes him out. 8 Ks in the game for the lefty Still. Looking sharp today, that's for sure. Erhan is the batter. He takes low, ball 1. He has been a strikeout victim twice against Still. Fastball missing away, 2-0. Hot shot up the middle, a base hit, line drive off the bat of Erhan. A one-out single to center. Went right back up the middle with that pitch on the outer half by Still. And Logan Bax will come to the plate with a runner on. Bax has struck out twice against Still. Pitch is low and away. Gets past Brown to the screen, and moving up is Erhan. A wild pitch. Advances the runner. Here's the 1-0. Just a little bit high, 2-0. Erhan in scoring position. First time we've seen Doug Still in any kind of trouble today. Three balls, no strikes. Bax likely taking all the way. Outside corner, that's a called strike, 3-1.
Swing and a miss. Got a fastball pass.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Where's Super Talk? AM 800 KREI, home of Mark Todi in the morning, weekdays at 9 a.m. on KREI.
KREI's own automobile mechanic shares his expertise every weekend on Super Talk Radio. It's Bobby Likas and his car care clinic Saturday mornings from 9 until 11 on KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More mouse. What are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rockin' rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Those middle infielders hanging close to the bag. As a 2-2 pitch will be on the way. Foul ball. Fouled at the plate. Count rides at 2-2. Erhan is the runner at third for Mack. Bax is at first base. Another 2-2 pitch from Doug Still to the plate. It's taken high. Full count, 3-2. Bouse is back in the box. He's ready. A 3-2 pitch will be on the way. Run him from first. We'll see what he does. Not going. There's a foul back to the screen. Mineral Area threatening for the first time. Good opportunity right here. Two on and only one out. And another 3-2 pitch on the way to Ryan Bouse. Here it comes, and set a throw to first. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Taken a little bit high, ball four, and the bases are now loaded for Mineral Area. Back-to-back walks by Doug Still. And Max got the bases loaded with one out. And the cleanup hitter, Josh Haggerty, will come to the plate. He is 0 for 2. Haggerty has struck out, and he's grounded into a double play. He takes a strike right down central. Still working fast, and there's a foul back to the screen. It's nothing and two. Doug Still, the left-hander out of Sykeston, trying to pitch out of this jam. Here's the 0-2 to Haggerty. Swinging a foul, left side. And another 0-2 pitch. Outside corner called, third strike. Haggerty didn't like the call. It was borderline. Called strike at the knees. Out number two of the inning. And it's up to Grant Dix. Grant Dix is 2 for 2. He's got a pair of singles against Still. Swinging a foul off to the right. Jumped on that first pitch he saw. Runners, of course, will be going on contact. A base hit more than likely would tie it. Swing and a miss on a pitch down low and in the dirt. He was out in front of that changeup. And the count's 0-2. Ball bounced away from Brown, but not far. Runners have to hold. Still has gotten ahead, nothing and two against Dix. Trying to pitch out of it. The 0-2 pitch coming. Fastball missing outside. One and two. The next one. Breaking ball just missed outside. Couldn't catch the corner. It's 2-2. Still working quickly. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front of the changeup. He strikes him out to get out of the jam. He ends up striking out the side. Back-to-back getting Haggerty and then Dix with the bases loaded. And Jeffco remains on top, 2-0, as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We're back after this on Regional Radio.
Now is the time to ride. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Serdike Harley-Davidson. It's time for you to get in on our Ride Your Legend test ride promotion here at Serdike Harley-Davidson. You'll get a free gift and be entered to win a Harley-Davidson of your choice, along with an exclusive VIP experience that includes a trip to Las Vegas and much more. All this just for test riding a new Harley-Davidson. Here at Serdike Harley-Davidson, we guarantee the no BS best trade-in value on all brands of motorcycles when you're trading up to a new 2016 Harley-Davidson Project Rushmore Touring Bike. And we need your trades now more than ever. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get a full year's worth of free maintenance with no mileage limit on that new Harley. Here at Serdike Harley-Davidson, you can even build your very own ultimate custom cruiser and trick it out exactly for you. For a limited time, we have several 2015 pre-owned Street Glide specials for only $18,754 when accompanied with a minimum $10,000 custom build. That's the lowest price ever. You dream it and we can build it. Now is the time to ride. See Serdike Harley-Davidson today, Highway 67, south of Festus, and check us out at SerdikeHarley.com.
Vikings bat in the bottom of the sixth inning with a 2-0 lead, their last opportunity to try to add to that lead. And it'll be the middle of the order guys coming up. Matt Brown, the cleanup man, followed by Matt Scheibel and Nick Miller. If anyone gets on, Drew Harper. Chase Boyt has pitched well in this game for Mac, but right now trails 2-0. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for Mineral Area. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Jeffco. Oh, and there's a deep drive down the left field line. Will it stay fair? And it's caught near the line. Did he catch that? Yes, he did. Brown got underneath that one just a little bit. Stayed in the park down in the left field corner. It's run down and caught by Erhan for the out. Ball is just not really carrying today. We've seen a couple of deep shots. As Matt Scheibel is up now.
Swing and a miss. Scheibel is 0 for 2. He's grounded out to third. He's lined out to short. Line drive the other way. Base hit to right. Just over the head of the second baseman. Now it gets past Strobel and right and goes to the fence. Scheibel on his way to second. Still going. Now to third, and he's there standing up. That was a costly two-base error by Strobel out in right field as a hard-hit line drive got over the head of Baus, but Strobel let it get past him, and to the wall it went, and Scheibel winds up at third. So that'll be a single and a two-base error. And Nick Miller will be the hitter. Miller takes it low and in the dirt, ball one. Miller is 0 for 2. There's a strike call. Infield in for Mack. One ball, one strike to Miller. Miller is flied to center, and he's grounded out. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball. One and two. Chase Boyd with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Miller strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's a big one there. Scheibel remains at third. He's there now with two away, and the infielders for Mack go back to their normal depth. Drew Harper swings and misses the first pitch out in front. Harper is 0 for 1. He has grounded out and he's walked. And takes a strike in the outside corner. 0 and 2. And a foul ball back to the screen. Harper hangs tough. Scheibel, the runner at third. He's there with two out after the big strikeout of Miller. Go two. Breaking ball. Popped up. Shallow left center field. And it's going to be the center fielder to put it away. Josh Haggerty, and Jeffco leaves Scheibel stranded at third. Unable to push around an insurance run, the Vikings lead it 2-0 as we go to the seventh inning, and they'll go for the victory coming up after this one-minute break on Regional Radio.
Working hard for you.
When you choose Roberts Pest Control and a staff that truly cares about results, you get more than just a pest control company. You get a total solution. Hi, my name's Charlie Roberts, and our service ranges from termite to rodent, bed bug services, and snake removal. At Roberts Pest Control, we always offer you responsible, common-sense pest management that meets all of your ever-growing needs and respects our environment. Check us out on the web at robertspest.com. We guarantee our services 100% and proudly serve the regional radio area.
Phillips 66 Express Marts is your one stop for all your quick and convenient needs. During the month of April, get Pop-Tarts for just $1.09, Snickers king-size candy bars for $1.99, and Doritos XXL bags for a low $4.29. Also, be sure to ask about the kickback card. If you don't have one, get one, so you can earn free cash back and be entered to win cash and prizes every time you visit Express Mart. Stop by your local Phillips 66 Express Mart today. It's always quick and convenient.
Jefferson College with a 2-0 lead over Mineral Area as we head to the seventh. And Doug Still is going to try to complete it himself. Jeffco does have action in the bullpen. It's Taylor Thompson, who has been kind of the number one guy out of the pen. He's warming up, getting loose just in case. And the pitch misses low. Ball one. Leadoff hitter of the inning is Hayden Strobel, the right fielder. He's 0 for 2. He's flied out twice. Fouls that one back. That evens the count at one. Strobel, Stockley, and Fox, if anyone gets on Drappin. Final opportunity for Mack as Strobel takes one a little bit low, 2-1. Held high, strike call with a fastball, 2-2. Doug Still kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, got him out in front, and a strikeout of Strobel. Strikeout number 11 for Doug Still. The batter will be Cullen Stockley, third baseman. Is 0 for 2. There's a strike. Caught the outside corner. Ground ball foul. Stockley is down. Nothing in two. Foul ball back to the screen again. Count rides at nothing and two. Mineralari has been held to three hits in this game, all singles. And there's a ground ball to third. Hanford gloves, sets and throws. It's low, and Miller can't scoop it. Gets past him, but he had backup there. So Stockley will reach on the error. So he's on with one out. He'll bring the tying run up to the plate. Tim Fox. He's 0 for 2. He has struck out and flied out to right. Takes a belt high called strike. Still comes set, checks on the runner and the pitch, swing and a miss. Got a fastball past him, nothing in two. That fastball outside. Ball and two strikes. Chopper to short. This could end it. They flip to second for one. On to first. Not in time there. They do get the lead runner. Stockley forced out at second. Fox is on with the fielder's choice. Grease Saber had to wait on a long high hop. And that certainly helped out in the case of Fox reaching safely to first. So two outs with a runner at first base, and the last chance for Mineral Area is Hunter Drappin, the catcher. He's 0 for 2. Swing and a miss. Drappin has grounded out and struck out. Fastball outside corner, called strike, 0-2. Mack is now down to their final strike. To the plate it comes. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Vikings win it 2-0. A complete game shutout thrown by Doug Still. And the Vikings with a 2-0 victory in game one of this doubleheader over Mineral Area. We will step aside. Postgame coming up. We'll be back in 2 minutes as the Vikings of Jefferson College defeat the Cardinals of Mineral Area 2-0 on regional radio.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Ray Choate in DeSoto about a free insurance review.
I just love having everyone over for dinner, but our dear friend Tammy always spills her drink.
Well, now with your new LifeGuard carpet from Hopkins Floor Company, it'll be no problem, since LifeGuard carpeting keeps all liquid spills on top so they can be cleaned up easily. Plus, with its lifetime stain warranty, you can relax and have peace of mind knowing Hopkins will be there if you need them.
Well, there it is, the first big spill. Let's see how LifeGuard stands up to the test.
Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, just south of Festus.
Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family.
Good food, good service, and a clean establishment. My father believed the restaurant business was just that simple. Hi, this is Dwayne Rosner, personally inviting you into the Homestead Restaurant. My family started this business with recipes handed down through the generations, and I'm here to see that our traditions continue at the Homestead Restaurant, Highway 67, at the Bon Terre exit. Come visit us for all of your down-home favorites.
Jeffco Vikings get the victory 2-0 over Mineral Area College here this afternoon, and we're going to talk to a couple of players here in just a moment that are coming up for Jeffco as Coach Evers makes his way up. So we'll have the opportunity to chat with them after the victory here today. We're going to start things off with Matt Brown. Let's talk to Matt first. A couple of base hits for you here today, a couple of doubles at key situations too early.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, I got my pitch and wasn't trying to do too much with it, just trying to put the ball in play and kind of just drive the guy in. So,
how do you like doing a little more catching this year? Are you enjoying that?
I love it. I think, me and Doug got a really good thing going, and, we seem to, be on the same page with each other, and it's really worked the past couple weeks.
Well, you guys are veterans, You guys have both been here for a couple of years now, so that probably helps a little bit, kind of being team leaders and such.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a great pitcher, and we talk about it all the time, about what he wants to throw, what he's comfortable with, and it's really, paid dividends, and you can tell he's got 3 Ws in the last 3 weeks.
You originally went to Arkansas. You transferred here. There was talk about you maybe going back to Arkansas after your first year with Jeffco, but you stayed on. What are you going to do after this year? Do you have any idea yet?
I'm not sure yet. Just trying to focus on the season and have a great year and help this team get to Grand Junction. That's my main focus. The other stuff will play out itself.
This has been a very good hitting lineup, and obviously you're right in the mix of it. Does it feel good having some pretty good bats around you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach Stanton and CP have done a great job just kind of giving us a game plan of what to expect and, the teams we play at the pitching. So it's really helped, and, we've done a really good job this year.
This wasn't maybe the ideal day in terms of hitting the baseball. Cooler, the wind kind of blowing in a little bit. So hits didn't come easy today.
No, not at all. I mean, today's a perfect example of just not try to do too much, just try to drive the ball back up the middle and stay the other way. So you could tell with some of those fly balls that Nick Miller had, I mean, any other day that ball's gone. But today's a perfect example of just don't be too big. Just, stay within yourself.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Matt Brown coming up to talk with us. The Vikings catcher had a couple of hits today, a couple of doubles, as a matter of fact. Drove in a couple of runs, and he was a big part of the offense today. It was a tough day to hit, as Coach Evers is alongside with us. Just like he said, the not ideal conditions to swing the bat, and against a pitcher that, velocity-wise, Foyt
isn't one of those guys that's going to burn it past you, but he's tough to pick up, a lot of movement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a tough matchup, and especially a day like this, it kind of plays into it, kind of having a soft left-hander that changes speeds, and you know, we were able to do a good job and scratch a couple runs, and obviously it's nice having Doug Still on the mound, and you know, you feel pretty good when you get two.
Yeah, talk about the outing he had. He was very good, without question, very dominant.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff-wise, in the last couple weeks, I think the stuff-wise is as good as he's been, just from a velocity standpoint and just command with some of the stuff. So, you know, he's done it all year long. I mean, he's 8-0, and you know, he's a really good arm, talented pitcher, and he kind of great guy to lead out for first game of the series.
How about the sixth inning, him getting out of that jam? That was big.
Yeah, yeah, that was big. I mean, there's such a momentum swing and something like that, and you know, they had opportunity there, and Doug stepped up and made a couple big pitches, and you know, that's what you're expected to do when you're number one type arm.
Taylor Thompson was ready to go if needed, but you got to save him until later.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice that Doug was able to take care of that and kind of save the bullpen and, you know, have run Anthony out to this next one. Hopefully it's another strong start, so, you know, should be ready to go for the second game.
You know, when you need a big hit in a situation like this where it wasn't easy to get base runners and that kind of thing, it helps having that veteran like Matt Brown, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's so nice just having a sophomore heavy lineup and guys that, you know, understand the situations, aren't going to try and do too much and, you know, or have been there before and you know what you're going to get from them. So, I mean, that's a nice thing to ask for. I mean, you're going to be consistent each time out and you know, you feel comfortable with those guys up at the plate and in those situations.
Coach, we'll let you go. Good luck in game two.
All right, thank you.
Coach Pat Evers with the JeffCo Vikings, and now we got one of the assistants for Mac. Coach Thompson is alongside. Great outing by Foyt. He was tough, without question. He was matching pitch for pitch out there and on a tough day to hit, but he was good.
He was. He was really good for us. He located his pitches. He had everything kind of going for him today. I thought he really did a good job keeping the ball down, keeping it in the park, make a few better plays for him, and I think we're in the game a little better and just couldn't get it going offensively, though.
Yeah, you faced a tough guy on the other end as well in Doug Still, so good good lefty versus lefty type matchup.
It was, yeah. He's very good. Some of our guys I thought were a little overpowered by him, undermatched. So he's a good arm, man. Anytime you can play in a close game with him and try to scratch one, I think if we get there one in the six, we're in it, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, getting hits and stringing stuff together just wasn't easy. A day like the conditions didn't help much either. It's cooler, the wind's kind of blowing in.
Yeah, it is. I think they hit a ball well, we hit a ball well, and I thought both would have went out of center on different days, and it wasn't going to fly out today. But we should have adjusted there a little bit, and we didn't put the ball in play quite like we hoped. But like I said, man, his stuff's really good, and he was good today.
Game two, it'd be nice to come out of here for the split. Again, the next one's going to be a nine-inning game. Do you kind of approach those a little bit different?
They are a little different. We don't have starters go too far, it seems like, in the nine-inning games. We got guys throw a lot of pitches. So, yeah, we have whole bullpen on deck, so hopefully they can help us out here. And Logan Winder will be going for us, so hopefully we can get a start out of him and just keep playing and hopefully pull one out.
Now, I guess that's one thing that maybe helps you guys a little bit. You haven't played since the Crowder series last weekend, so you didn't have a middle-of-the-week game or anything like
right.
that.
Right, right. Yeah, it helps for everybody to be fresh. You know how it is, mid-season, several guys are kind of down and hurting a little bit and just needing that rest. So it's been nice. We've had a couple weeks to where we just played on the weekends, get these guys healthy again. So hopefully they're ready to go.
Jordan Thompson, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Thompson coming up to talk with us, assistant for Mineral Area. His team puts up a good fight, as they typically do against JeffCo. They fall 2-0 in this one. Doug Still was just a little bit better than Chase Foyt here today. We're running down the numbers. Foyt, who takes the loss, goes six innings, allowing two runs, only one of those earned on five hits. Walked two, struck out two. Certainly pitched well enough to win. Doug Still, though, just a little bit too strong. Seven innings, three hits allowed, all singles. He walked two, and he struck out 12, and he picks up the victory. He's now 8-0 on the year for Jefferson College. That's going to wrap up our coverage here today from Hillsboro. We'll be getting it back into regular programming on both stations for those on KJFF. Stay tuned. About less than 2 hours from now, we'll have a high school game in the works as Hillsboro will take on Windsor, and that'll be coming your way at around 4:30. Well, we're going to say so long from Jefferson College. Vikings a winner over Mineral Area, 2-0. And this has been a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.